Kissinger says that the role of the statesman is to sustain concepts over time, i.e., carry them into the future, realize them in the future. And by being conscious actors, they have been phenomenally successful in that role. But isn't it time for us to entertain the discussion, ask the question, do we want statesmen? Do we want people in charge of us who are more concerned about sustaining concepts than sustaining life, creating the conditions for flourishing, not for some select few's egos, but for all life? Let's look at what this management of us called statesmanship involves, what it means for us down here on the ground. If your goal is efficient management, i.e. with minimum output of energy or resources, efficient global management, what would be your constant focus? How to simplify, how to minimize shadow spaces in minds and places. And how do you do that? How do you reduce complexity? You hammer out like images of yourself. You reduce diversity, but always, always, as Plato told them, and Kissinger reiterates, within the limits of possibilities. Remember that Plato quote we heard last week? Well, Kissinger says essentially the same thing in this quote. Quote, the basic direction of a society is shaped by its values, which define its ultimate goals. At the same time, accepting the limits of one's capacities is one of the tests of statesmanship. It implies a judgment of the possible. Philosophers are responsible to their intuition. Statesmen are judged by their ability to sustain their concepts over time, unquote. This is why Kissinger devoted so much energy to schooling his tribesmen on the Chinese elite. The people, of course, he never cares one whit about. Let's never confuse our interests with that of the elites, please. So he painstakingly makes the case not only that the Chinese elite too worships the same God of perfect reason they do, is as determined as they are to keep the people corralled, but in practical terms, of equal value to this, the Chinese elite know Plato's tribe exists and that reducing diversity is key for it. There's a quote in On China in which Kissinger recalls Chen Qichen, who was foreign minister under Deng Xiaoping and then later vice premier under Jiang. Chen Qichen saying to him in 1991 that the end of the Cold War did not mean, quote, that the new international order would remain unipolar indefinitely, that China would work toward a multipolar world, which meant that it would work to counter American preeminence. He cited demographic realities, unquote. And then he said to Kissinger, quote, in the Muslim world, there are over 1 billion people. China has a population of 1.1 billion. The population of South Asia is over 1 billion. The population of China is more than the populations of the US, the Soviet Union, Europe, and Japan combined. So, it is still a diverse world. But what Kissinger's single-minded focus on power, ignoring us, also suggests is that they hold to Bentham and focus solely on their project, while we betray ourselves every day, just by using this word, worker, which is the equivalent in Plato's world, the moral universe of class, to beast. But let's return to this question of nation state. On the December 9th show, we said that if the market regulates us, we become, in effect, self-regulating. But the market mechanisms today are failing. What does this mean for managing? Also, on that show, we said that for those who are seen via the market, seen both in non-human products and in human ones, there's little need for nation state. In this case, regulation of us is a matter of preserving conditions of generalized scarcity and keeping us atomized. and creating supranational means of control and coercion. And on that same show, we asked rhetorically, was Popper right after all when he said that nation states are needed to resist tyranny? Though I would define the goal as ending power and insist on the need for a global consciousness with planning proceeding apace to replace nation state with interlinkages we could call villages, but call them what you like. They are the footings of freedom.